Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking to live with more joy and less overwhelm, then pull up a chair because you're in the right place. Every week, I sit down with you for a few minutes so we can organize and automate the complicated parts of life so you can focus on what truly matters most. The Simplified State Fair Sale is happening today and tomorrow. Save 20% on your 2022 Simplified Planner, holiday gifts, and so much more. But hurry, the sale ends October 8th at midnight Eastern Time. Can you believe it's October? I can't either. Every year when I start to see yellow mums overflowing in baskets and pumpkins lining front porches, I do a double take because it feels like the year can't be that far gone. Maybe it should be Easter, just maybe. But believe it or not, once again, we're closing in on one of the busiest times of the year, the holiday season. Oh boy. Just about every other time of year, there's a predictable cadence, right? Every week seems to follow the same pattern, and even in summer, when that pattern dissolves, it's replaced by a pace that's a bit slower and sweeter and more manageable. Then comes the holiday season, and it feels like you've added a part-time job on top of your regular life as you try to figure out all the logistics for celebrating the food, the parties, the gifts, the cards, the crafts, the never-ending pressure to make every moment count because this is the most wonderful time of the year, right? When you were little, all you had to do for the holidays was show up. Maybe you'd make a construction paper reindeer or a handprint turkey at school, and that was your big contribution to the holidays. But now? Now it feels like your free time evaporates for 2 months as you're in a never-ending cycle of cleaning and cooking and decorating and gift buying and trying to take in the wonder of the season. It's a lot. I know it is. But I know why you do it. You do it because you have so many people you love and you want to celebrate with them. You do it because you love the holidays too. You love the lights. You love the aroma of a warm turkey roasting in the oven. You love watching your partner's face as they finally see their gift they never thought you'd give them. You love the candlelight service at church. You love watching The Grinch and Elf and A Charlie Brown Christmas with your kids. You love decorating the tree with your mom, hanging the ornaments that line the memories of your childhood. That's what I want more of. I want more of the memories and joy. As much as I can, I want to make room for a holiday that doesn't add pressure on me or my loved ones to make it perfect or meet some high expectation of a picture-perfect Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas. I know it's October. I know I'm a little bit early on this. I don't listen to Christmas music until after Halloween, but I think this topic is important enough to bring to you a little bit early. Because one of the things I've learned in my adult life is that joy isn't just found in the spontaneous moments. It's also found in moments we planned for, because we made room in our lives for them. And that's definitely true when it comes to the holiday season. So let's start prepping for home holiday joy and get you breathing a bit easier. Here are three things you can start doing now to relieve the pressure valve as we get closer to the holidays. One, decide what you're going to commit to. In normal times, this would be a more predictable task based mostly on how you want to spend your time during the holiday season. But obviously, COVID's given us a bit of a complication here. Something extra we need to factor in terms of keeping our families safe. As much as you can, try to think through which celebrations you feel comfortable being involved in and how much time you'd like to commit to different holiday events. Don't forget fun traditions like cookie swaps and Friendsgiving and office holiday parties. If you have a partner, you may want to talk through the expectations each of you have to spending time with family and friends and even each other during the holiday season before you put anything on your calendar. Then go ahead and put these dates on your calendar. If you're the one who usually takes point on planning these events, then start coordinating with the people you celebrate with. If someone else usually runs the event, see if you can talk with them and find out how far along they are in the planning process and if there's a date they're planning for the event. Maybe you're lucky enough to have events that happen the same weekend every year. If you run point on these kinds of events, this is an easy way to set expectations for a holiday tradition so that people can plan to make these times work for them. Next is the harder part. Think about how you would like to politely decline requests for your time or commitment. I know this sounds crazy, but it's important to practice during this season. If you're not quite comfortable venturing out yet, or you want to protect the health of you and your loved ones, try something like, "Thank you so much for thinking of me, but I'm staying close to home this year." Or, "I really appreciate your invitation, but our family is keeping our celebration a little smaller this year." If you don't have time in your holiday schedule to fit another commitment, you could say something like, "You are so thoughtful to think of us, but we aren't able to make it." You could even tack on something like, "I'd love to get together with you in the new year. Would you send me a couple days that work best for you?" And while you're putting holiday celebrations on the calendar, go ahead and pick a date for when you'll decorate the house for Christmas. Having it on your calendar takes away the guesswork, and plus, you can make it a big event with Christmas music, hot cider, or minty hot chocolate, and capping the day off with a Christmas movie. You and your people can look forward to the holiday events on the calendar, plus having a date when you know an event is coming up takes away the stress, because you know how to manage your time and energy leading up to those moments. One of the most important parts of my life is my faith. It's helped me figure out what I value and how I can be a more patient mother, a more compassionate business owner, a better friend and partner and daughter. My grandmother played a huge role in shaping my faith because I saw the way she loved God in everything she did. I always wanted a faith like that. Right before she passed away, she gave me a book that's so precious to me, a devotional called Jesus Calling. And listen, I love Jesus Calling. I read it every morning when it's quiet in the house. It's really short and takes me 2 minutes to read. But those 2 minutes are the most impactful part of my day because Jesus Calling helps me remember how much I'm loved and that my life has purpose and meaning. It's a lifeline for my faith. And I'm really excited because there's a brand new prayer devotional that just came out from Sarah Young, the author who wrote Jesus Calling. The new book is called Jesus Listens. And let me tell you, this is the book I need right now, because sometimes I have a hard time knowing what to pray for or even where to start. And in Jesus Listens, there are prayers for every single day of the year, all based in scripture, and they really help me jumpstart my own prayers to God. And I will definitely be giving Jesus Listens as gifts this year because we need prayer now more than ever. After all, prayer doesn't just change our circumstances, it changes us too. I hope you enjoyed this book as much as I have. You can get your copy of Jesus Listens at your favorite book retailer today. Okay, guys, we need to talk about something really important. We need to talk about hair. I have super fine hair, which is great when I want to wear it straight, but sometimes I just want it to have a little volume. I want it to curl and stay curled. I've tried to mix and match shampoos and conditioners and products to find out exactly what my hair needs, but I've never really found it until I found Gemist. Gemist is so cool, you guys. They are a women-owned company that makes salon-quality hair care products backed by science. They're sulfate-free, paraben-free, and dye-free, and smell amazing. And it couldn't have been any easier to figure out what products were perfect for my particular hair. I took a short 2-minute quiz about what my hair's like and what my goals are, and boom, Gemist showed me exactly what I needed. I got matched with Shampoo 6, which has a deep cleaning formula that gets rid of all the oil in my hair and gives my fine, flat hair a huge volume boost. Gemist also recommended Conditioner 13, and let me tell you, it makes my hair nearly 2 times stronger and reduces breakages by half. It's magic. Gemist also matched me with a scalp balancing bar, and here's the thing. I use dry shampoo often, a few times a week, and that stuff builds up. And the scalp balancing bar gets my hair squeaky clean. I love it. Listen, if you're ready to have the best hair of your life, you have to try Gemist. And right now, my listeners can try Gemist and get 20% off their shampoo and conditioner Smart subscription. Smart subscribers already save 20% on each order, so this is an amazing deal. And with free 2-day shipping, you can start your next work week with the best hair of your life. Just visit gemist.com to get your personalized recommendation and enter SIMPLIFIED at checkout for 20% off your subscription and free 2-day shipping. That's gemist.com, G-E-M-M-I-S-T.com, and enter code SIMPLIFIED at checkout to get the best hair of your life. Number two, choose your menus. Deciding what you're going to eat in advance is one of the biggest brain savers you can have during the holiday season. I don't know about your people, but mine always want to know what exactly is going to be served at the holiday meals. Many times, it's kind of a no-brainer because we have our favorites. We love to do cream cheese with pepper jelly. We love to do charcuterie boards. And we also love to do the meatballs that my mom makes. But other times, maybe you want to try something new or to start a new tradition. So here is a big pro tip. Reserve turkeys and hams well in advance. If you're not a big cook, don't forget you can always order an entire holiday meal for someone else to cook at your favorite local restaurant or grocery store. Also, if you're going to be part of a bigger holiday meal, talk to the person who's coordinating the meal well in advance so you know what to bring. You guys don't need 3 green bean casseroles and 0 mashed potatoes. That would be a sad gathering. And also, keep it simple. Don't try too many new dishes at the holidays. There's already enough pressure between feeding people on the special day without you trying to pull off something brand new. Make your life easier by choosing dishes that you can prep ahead of time, like a pan of stuffing or Pioneer Woman's mashed potatoes. They are so yummy. Or even your favorite sweet potato casserole. If you do want to try something new, there's no harm in practicing before the big day so you know what to expect ahead of time. There's nothing more stressful than someone asking you, "We're ready to eat, so when is your dish going to be done?" while you have to keep a straight face and say, "I don't know," while you're quietly panicking on the inside. One more thing, write out your grocery list in advance so that shopping closer to the big day is easier. Listen, this is an amazing holiday hack because if you make the same dishes every Thanksgiving and you write out a Thanksgiving grocery list in your notes app, guess what? You can keep that Thanksgiving grocery list for all of time. That means you only have to make this huge grocery list once, then update it a little as you add dishes or your tastes change. Then, when you get closer to the big day, you've already done the work of making a grocery list. Why are grocery lists so hard during the holidays and Thanksgiving? Without adding the pressure of a time crunch. Also, do you know the sweet relief of ordering your Thanksgiving groceries for pickup or delivery? Those Thanksgiving grocery lines give me hives. Trust me, getting your groceries delivered during Thanksgiving week is a luxury I will absolutely spend the money on every single time. Okay, number three, start making your gift shopping list and working your way through it early. Here's another reason why I love the Notes app. I can keep a running gift list in my Notes app so that I never have to hit the brain freeze of, oh my gosh, what do I get Brian for Christmas? Because through the year, whenever Brian casually mentions something he'd like, or if I notice he's running out of something he loves, then it goes on the list. Or, let's be honest, in the Amazon cart. And if you're worried about buying a duplicate gift for the person, I have a solution. Just write the word "done" in all caps by the item in the list so you never have to worry if you've bought them the same thing twice. If people want to know what to get me for Christmas, the handiest thing I've found is keeping an up-to-date Amazon wish list. I know I'm not the only person who window shops on Amazon sometimes and puts things on a wish list for safekeeping. So here's what I do. When my mom asks me what I want for Christmas, I send her the link to my wish list so that she knows exactly what I want. That way, she can feel confident she's getting me something that'll make me thrilled. Do you know how much I love it when I can get a friend something she wants and not have to guess? It's truly wonderful. The people in your life will definitely thank you. P.S. Those lazy Sundays you have watching football, they are prime time for getting some online shopping done during the commercials. I speak from experience here. All right, friends, there you have it, 3 ways to get ahead of the holidays. And I am so excited because Team Simplified has all kinds of things planned for you to get through the holidays with your sanity intact, including our annual Holiday Simplicity Challenge. Listen, if you are not already following Simplified on Instagram, go do that right now because this 5-day challenge takes you through one 15-minute task a day to get your home and heart ready for the holidays. That's coming up November 1st through the 5th, so make sure you're following Simplified so you can get in on the challenge. As we close out this episode, I would like to say a blessing for you as we leave this time together and get back into our days. May you find peace as your plans for the coming holiday season begin to take shape. May you cultivate joy as you sing the songs, bake the cookies, and keep the traditions alive that you and your family hold dear. And may you feel the comfort of celebrating life with the people you love so much, the ones that make you so grateful to share your days with them. Now, as always, I like to leave a little tip to help you put what we've talked about today into practice. So here is your task for this week. Keep extra Christmas greeting cards and lots of gift cards handy for emergency gifts. Try to stock up on gift cards for retailers most people have access to, like Target or Amazon. Maybe you get some yummy restaurants like Chick-fil-A or Chipotle. Of course, there's the perennial classic, a Starbucks gift card, which is something just about everyone can use and enjoy. And if you're pressed for time, don't forget, you can gift a Starbucks card via text. I learned that one from my friend Kristen all the way back in episode 4. Thank you so much for listening to the Simplified Podcast. I hope today's episode puts some pep in your step as you make your game plan for getting through the holidays with more simplicity and joy. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at Simplified and at Emily Lay. You can also watch video versions of this podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay today. If you like what you heard on the show today, then you are going to love my latest book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love, which is in stores right now wherever you buy books. Thanks for all the ratings, reviewing, and subscribing love you're showing on our podcast. It's a small but mighty way to get this show into new hands. So if you haven't had a chance to rate and review the show, would you please hop over to Apple Podcasts right now and do just that? You're the greatest listener on the planet. Until next time, thank you so much for listening.